Hey everyone, it's the 30th of January. Yesterday I talked to you about praying like a persistent, relentless salesman. And I hope that you're doing that and you've committed to doing that for the big things in your life you need a breakthrough in. I want to give you the Bible's version of praying like a relentless salesman. Jesus actually tells us to pray like this. This comes from Luke chapter 18. Jesus tells a story to make a spiritual point. It's called the parable of the persistent widow. It says this: Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. So that's the whole point of this, Jesus telling his disciples to be persistent in prayer. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So Jesus talks so specifically here about a woman who went to a judge and she just kept on bothering him until he gave in and he said, okay, because of your persistence, I will answer and give you justice. That's what God wants for us. Let's pray. God, as I continue to be persistent in my prayer, Lord, give me faith on this earth. Give me faith to know that you hear my prayer, Lord. And Father, we talk about this so often. We know you hear our prayer. And Lord, we look forward to seeing you work in the prayer as we pray through our prayer list every day, our family and our friends, our co-workers. Lord, may we see the answer to prayers that encourages us to continue to pray persistently. But for those of us, Father, who are discouraged because the prayers that we are praying just seem to not be answered in the way we want, Lord, remind us that it's an act of honor to you to continue to pray. So we're going to keep pushing forward and praying through these circumstances. God, go with my friends today through this day. Give them strength. Give them power in your name, Lord, to be a light in this dark world. In Jesus' name, amen.